This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
An opinion piece in the Boston Globe suggests the U.S. should reinstate the Fairness Doctrine if we want to stop the spread of fake news. The piece is written by Steve Allman, who's the author of the new book, Bad Stories, What the Hell Just Happened to Our Country? As Allman points out in the opinion piece, the Fairness Doctrine was created to ensure the public's airways were used for the public good and that broadcasters provided a reasonable opportunity for differing viewpoints to be heard on issues.
Well, this is an interesting point, and it's not a unique remedy. It's been brought up a number of times since the doctrine was initially repealed during the Reagan administration in 1987. But basically, in its essence, what it says is that there should be some opportunity for if a broadcaster on a program critiques or criticizes someone, that there should be an opportunity for some the other side, basically. And I would argue that's essentially what journalism should be anyway. But then should it cross over into shows that are, clearly opinionated and clearly talk shows? And then we get into that. This is a very convoluted and a very complex issue.
Yeah, what people were really worried about when it came to Fairness Doctrine is that it somehow infringed on First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, and being able to put out there what you feel is necessary for the stories. I know that a lot of – well, okay, for example, a couple of my TV stations that I've worked at, the news directors ran our shop like the Fairness Doctrine was still in place. But that's not how it is everywhere. And when that news director moved on after being there for 15 years, it changed with the new person. So no longer that policy was in place. I've gone back and forth on how I feel about it. I don't feel very strongly either way, but I do see the merits of the Fairness Doctrine and making sure that you don't have broadcast channels skewed in one particular direction, either very liberal or very conservative.
Regarding the First Amendment, I think sometimes in this country we act like the amendments are carved in stone. And in fact, there are exceptions to the First Amendment. You can't libel or slander someone. So you have that with the amendments. You know, it's not absolute.
Sure. And we could even extend that conversation or debate to the Second Amendment. What did our forefathers mean when there was the right to bear arms? Well, it was supposed to be because we didn't have a regulated militia, and we could take that argument. But applying to this is the First Amendment. The Fairness Doctrine creates a very compelling conversation, I think, because on the one hand, you say it's for the sake of bipartisanship. It's presenting all the facts, which, again, I argue that that's what journalism should be anyway. But the other hand, should we have this expectation that our talk shows and so on and so forth, are they making sure that they represent both of those sides? Sometimes I'm not thinking that they are, and I think there might be a case for this. But you also have a slippery slope when you're going against a potential First Amendment issues, which I think there's somewhat of a strong point of that too. So this is not an easy solution. There's not an easy answer to this.
Well, part of the thing too is that broadcasters were required to present balanced stories because they were using the public's airwaves, and you're always going to have differing opinions throughout the public. So it was always different for broadcasters than it was, for example, for newspapers. Newspapers have never had this type of regulation on them. And now, of course, you have many cable television channels. You have the internet. These are not using the public's airwaves. And so if there's no restrictions on them, does it financially hurt broadcasters to have these sort of restrictions imposed on them?
Well, I think that's part of the reason the Fairness Doctrine was vetoed during the Reagan time, because it imposed those kinds of things. So Reagan liked to deregulate as much as he could. That's another reason. They wanted to be able to make more money in broadcast stations and be able to do exactly what we see them doing now. With, for example, we're going to bring up Sinclair again. Okay, it's happening. Sinclair runs a number of commentaries on during their TV newscasts that are decidedly conservative, very far right, and are not local at all. They're based out of D.C. They're created in D.C. and then they must run in a local TV newscast, wherever they have their stations. You probably would not be seeing that kind of commentary run without a liberal side or without an opposing side in their newscasts with the Fairness Doctrine in place.
Do these Sinclair stations have the opportunity, though, to run opposing points of view? Would they be allowed to, or do you think corporate headquarters in D.C. would not allow them to do that?
Well, for example, if the Fairness Doctrine were in place and Sinclair wanted to continue running these commentaries the way that they're doing, they would have to provide space and run the opposing side. If they didn't want to run the opposing side, then they couldn't run the commentaries they're doing right now. So I can see that there's a plus there if for people who are really concerned about what's going on with the broadcast stations, being bought up by really gigantic corporations that maybe skew to one side. I can see that there's a plus there with the Fairness Doctrine.
But doesn't the opportunity still exist for someone to come on with a differing point of view? Or can corporate just say, we're not going to do this?
Well, yeah, they don't have to do anything, so they're not going to if they don't have to.
And perhaps maybe this issue applies to maybe a Sinclair, where they are on the public airwaves, and maybe they would have to if this might be a good idea because of that, whereas cable, satellite radio, you pay for it, you know what you're paying for, and maybe they're allowed to continue to go on their own way. But maybe a rejuvenation of the Fairness Doctrine would apply to someone like a Sinclair, which has, as we've discussed in this program before, some very questionable practices.
Yeah, I don't think people realize these local stations, no matter how their audience is, who their audience is, no matter how the people at these stations feel about running these stories, these commentaries, they have to do it. It's part of their job. They can be reprimanded if they don't. Although the opportunity, yeah, it's up in the air, sure. Could somebody submit a commentary that's opposing? Sure. Is it going to run? No. Because it's not their prerogative, and they're not required to do so, so they're not going to do it.
And as a journalist, that would be one instance where I could get behind the Fairness Doctrine for that reason in that situation.
All right. We have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.